British journalist Patrick Seale follows Syrian domestic politics and international relations closely. He's the author of Assad of Syria, The Struggle for the Middle East. Patrick Seale joins us from Paris. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Sheila.
President Assad walked a fine line yesterday between maintaining Syria's military role in Lebanon and bowing to increasing international pressure to pull all Syrian troops out of the country. How much pressure is he getting from his own high-ranking government members to stay in Lebanon?
Well, he's certainly pulling out. I mean, that was the main message of his speech on Saturday night. He's pulling out after a 30-year military presence in Lebanon. But what he made clear was that although the troops are coming out in a couple of stages, first of all to the Bekaa Valley in eastern Lebanon, and then across the border into Syria, what he made clear is that this was not to be interpreted as the end of Syria's presence in the Lebanon. Syria has vital interests. They are shared with the Lebanese. And what he was saying was that those vital interests have to be safeguarded.
And is he under a fair amount of pressure from his own government to keep
I wouldn't think so. I think most people understand that the relationship between the two countries needs to be put on a healthier basis. You see, the Lebanese, in their large majority, were fed up with interference by Syria's intelligence services in the day-to-day running of Lebanon, in its economic and political life. That had to end, because that also spawned a number of mafia-type networks, smuggling, making money, and so forth. Now, the relationship has to be put back on a healthy basis, particularly as the two countries share these strategic interests, which are, in brief, keeping Israeli power at bay and recovering territory still occupied by Israel, notably, of course, Syria's Golan Heights.
When the current president Assad's father died in 2000, there was doubt that the younger Assad had the political clout to take over leadership of Syria. How secure is his position now?
Well, one has to say that he hasn't been doing such a brilliant job of it. His father had been in power for 30 years, really the sort of creator of modern Syria, whereas the young president is an eye doctor. He wasn't prepared for the job, and he's facing tremendous international pressures. It's been very, very difficult for him. The U.S. in Iraq, of course, wants to seal off Iraq from Syrian interference, as the Americans would say. The Israelis on their flank would like to separate Syria from Hezbollah, which is the Shiite, powerful Shiite movement in Lebanon, which forced Israel out of southern Lebanon. And so Syria has come under pressure from all sides, from Lebanese public opinion. And so he's had a very, very difficult job.
And what role does the military have in Syrian politics?
Well, nothing overt, but undoubtedly there. The Syrian army is there, the intelligence services are there, the Ba'ath Party, the single party is there. The president has tried to reform some aspects of life, but he has been restrained by, I would say, by sort of interests in Syria, but also, I would say, by the hostile international environment.
Can I ask you just briefly to say how the Syrian government sees itself in the Middle Eastern and world politics?
Well, they feel that they occupy an important position in the Middle East. They very much want a global peace deal with Israel, which would allow them to recover their territory, the Golan. They are totally against a separate peace by Lebanon. They were, of course, opposed to Egypt's separate peace way back in 1979 and Jordan's separate peace. They believe that peace has to be global or not at all.
Patrick Seale is the author of Assad of Syria, The Struggle for the Middle East. He spoke with us from his home in Paris. Thanks very much.
Thank you.